We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here with Drew Brees. And Drew, there's a lot of questions around the city coming into this game about whether or not you were really healthy. And I think I would hope that you answered all of those questions today. Pretty big game.
Yeah, it was good to get back out there. It felt like it had been forever, you know. Maybe that's just being so focused on rehab and still being around and being a part of everything still, and just knowing that, man, every week that goes by, it's like just hoping and praying that this thing continues to progress and get better. And I felt like last week that this would be the week, you know. And even before, right when I got hurt, you know, I start looking at the calendar and, you know, they're telling me, hey, 8 weeks is safe, you know, so let's go after the bye. And I'm like, I don't like that answer. I'm going to see if we can fast track this thing and kind of set a different benchmark. And so this was kind of the week that I had in my mind all along. But I also knew that, listen, I can't do myself or my team a disservice. If I can't do what I need to do to play quarterback for this team, then I need to step aside and wait, you know. But last Saturday I felt like, all right, this is going to be the week. And then once I got into practice Thursday, Friday, it felt good. I knew it was time.
So a lot of discussion about the matchup this week. Mike Thomas versus Patrick Peterson, two of the best in football. Mike Thomas, 11 targets, 11 receptions, 112 yards, and a touchdown. Talk about what you guys did to get Mike the ball. Looks like you did find some favorable matchups, but at the end of the day, a lot of those catches were on Patrick Peterson. Talk about Mike's day.
Yeah. listen, I feel like we talk about it every week, right? This guy is, man, he's a workhorse. He's like a whole nother level of competitive competitor. You know, no matter who he's going up against, and obviously today it was one of the better corners in the league. And just, man, getting open, finding ways to get open, ready to make plays when his number's called. Just can't say enough great things about Mike and just his dependability, and also, you know, the confidence level when you know that, you know, you need to play and you have Mike Thomas on your team.
So the number three defense in the National Football League in getting to the quarterback, third in the NFL in sacks. No sacks today for the Cardinals. There was one early in the game. You kind of Houdini'd on Chandler Jones, but ultimately pretty clean pocket. My question for you is, do you feel any additional anxiety in the pocket throwing with people around you coming off of the injury?
I don't. Honestly, I didn't think about it at all. And, you know, the one thing you can't simulate in practice is you hitting your thumb on something. You know, it's not like you're going to tell somebody, hey, bang my thumb real hard right now and let's see what happens. So you're kind of waiting for that first one in the game, right? And it got hit a couple times today, and, you know, it's like, all right, everything's good. But beyond that, man, just didn't even think about the thumb, didn't think about the grip. It was just, you know, focused on whatever the play call was and getting the ball out, getting completions, moving the ball.
Latavius Murray is actually the led in targets in this game, targeted 12 times in this football game, and goes over 100 yards again, rushing 55 yards added through the air, a touchdown in each aspect. Losing a guy like Alvin Kamara is obviously a huge loss, and Latavius Murray has stepped up in a bigger way than I think anybody really thought he was going to.
Yeah, listen, he's played phenomenal, and listen, probably doesn't get enough credit for what he can do out of the backfield, right, in the passing game. I think we all knew he could be a workhorse runner, you know, but, man, really dependable in the passing game. And what I noticed, too, is that every one of these, I'm thinking of just kind of the check down, kind of wide routes or stuff like that he caught, man, every one of them was splitting defenders, falling forward, and now we're at third and four as opposed to third and seven, you know, and that's a big deal. That's winning football, man. That's highly productive. And then obviously the touchdown catch, which he came to me on the sideline after and he said, believe it or not, that's my first NFL touchdown catch. Did you
really?
Know that?
I did not know that.
First NFL touchdown catch. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. But yes, that's what he told me. So look it up. But that was his first touchdown reception.
How about that? That's awesome. Okay, last one for you. Bear with me here. Don't take this personal. You have to explain to me the thought process on the throw to Zach Lyon. Now, listen, I told Zach Lyon a couple weeks ago, we've had some callers saying it's time to get our playmaker the ball. We need to see Zach Lyon get the ball. He threw an interception on the sideline. He's double-teamed running down the sideline. Just talk us through what happened on the play and the decision.
Yeah.
And I know you're upset about it, but I want to hear your thought on it.
Yeah, I was stupid, obviously. So I just got greedy. It's one of those plays where you got Mike Thomas inside, and obviously he draws a lot of attention, and at times you'll get that corner kind of reacting hard on what they think might be an outbreak by Mike, and then that leaves this cavity to kind of fit the ball in. And so regardless of that, Zach Lyon or, you know, any other, you know, kind of big, as we would call it, you know, tight end, running back, whatever, non-receiver, we'll say, you can kind of fit that ball in there. Well, Patrick Peterson did not bite on it as much as I think I initially thought, and so I gambled and tried to rip it in that you know, that cavity, and obviously there was no cavity, and he jumped up and made a nice interception, but never should have thrown it. No offense to Zach Lyon, because he may get that ball in the future, but I'm going to wait for a better opportunity to get it to him.
Well, I loved it. You know, give your playmakers a chance, right, Drew?
Yeah.
And just for the record, he didn't catch the ball. I don't know how they allowed that interception to go through. The ball's moving when he falls, but I'll digress. Drew, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Good to have you back. Enjoy the bye week.
Thanks, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.